And it's still odd to me that you would put citrus fruit on your yard. So.
Well, talk about citrus food. You know, there's a Goodyear city in Arizona.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they built it in 1917. And I guess because they used cotton in the tires. Even back then, I guess they used cotton. And there was a certain type of cotton. I think it's called Egyptian cotton, which is, I think it had long, I'm going to use the word, or long fibers. And that's the best place to grow it is in the desert. So they built the town to grow the cotton for their tires.
Interesting. I had no idea of that.
Now it's the spring training place for the Cleveland Guardians, I guess they are.
And maybe also the strategic reserve for Q-tips in case we ever have a run on Q-tips. Well, Tom, well done. A charge to you. And also, take care. Charge to Jim in Blackridge. You just got the correct answer we were looking for. Charles Goodyear.
Do that again. Do 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 boom. Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Well, it's the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat. Do 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 boom. The other day, I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry. Do 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 boom. The other day, I ate a cold water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. Do 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 boom. What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit? Do 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 boom.
Gow gow.
From 1956, hit for a group called The Chips. Rubber Biscuit, another song in salute of today's history riddle. Answer, Charles Goodyear, coming up in just a bit. Thanks for being with us today. It's a pleasure to have you as part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
In case you missed it, last week's segments featuring the absolutely amazing quartet, Teen Riders from Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School, and Lee Robinson and Iska. They're all now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
When I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to think, I say something because it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. And it doesn't mean a thing, might sound a little strange, I just say it because it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Red leather, yellow leather, pink lorry, yellow lorry, three gray geese in the green grass graze, rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, I just say it cause it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Making a silly sound. Got knots in your tongue tied upside down. Seven slippery snakes slowly slithering south with 6'6" sheep and 26 shepherds. Unique New York, you know you need unique New York.
And I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to think, I say something cause it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. And it doesn't mean a thing, might sound a little strange, I just say it cause it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Stupid superstition, benevolent elephant, Shelly sells seashells by the seashore, rubber baby buggy bumpers. Hippo hiccups, bad money, mad money, which wrist watches are Swiss wrist watches, rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, I just say it cause it's fun to say. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
That's Trout Fishing in America. At the Saturday Light Brigade, rubber baby buggy bumpers, or how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. That was always my go-to. We haven't done a program in a long time where people would call and either demonstrate their ability to perform tongue twisters or challenge me with tongue twisters, maybe with good reason. They always seem so easy at first.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible, in part, with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Quick note, I hope you can be with us a little later this morning at 11 o'clock Eastern live. Ernie Hawkins and Clint Hoover are going to preview a show they have coming up at Speak Breezy in Point Breeze. this Friday, Ernie Hawkins and Clint Hoover with us, and it will be a pleasure to welcome them back after, I think it's been a couple years since they've been here. And their show, I believe I said Friday, it's actually Saturday. It's June 24th at 6:30. In Point Breeze, that's 1 week from today. Now it's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. Are you ready? The clue is demanding. Demanding. We're looking for a nine-letter word that fits that clue. The fifth letter is N as in nightingale. And the eighth letter is N as in nuthatch. Nine letters. The clue is demanding. The fifth letter, N, is in nightingale. The eighth letter is N, as in nuthatch. Do you know the word we're looking for? If you do, phone us 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Sam Bush now with a tribute to John Hartford. This is for Rick.
Started out working in the summertime on the docks of the Mississippi Valley Barge Line. Stoking tall boats on those long hot days, getting half days old, sometimes with pay. Became a steamboat song to Mark Twain, rolling down the river to New Orleans. Oh, I can hear something coming up around the bend. It's the Julia Bell Swain, boys gleaming and steaming on in. And it's Radio John standing at the helm with a wave and a smile and some yarns to tell. And a shuffle and a skittle drum. He wrote songs every day, Lord, he scratched and scribbled, so the tunes that he wrote he could play on his own. Well, I went up the river, come away last Sunday night, with my fiddle and my banjo and my baby there to hold me tight. Like a piston on a railroad train. Gotta see Radio John. Banana sliding while he danced for you. He knew every crooked turn up and down the Mississippi. He was a Huckleberry Finn and airwaves hippie. Radio John, his steamboat through the door. Mississippi Sawyer like we never seen before. He spun those tunes in St. Louis. They say he played Bill Earl and left. station off and turn the radio on. It's Radio John. He danced and he played in the bars and the halls while he was tapping his shoes or we was having a ball. All sing along, just a clapping and a stomping to every one of his songs. He can make us happy and sometimes make us cry. And looking back now, I wish we never had to say goodbye. It was 690 KSTL where he played those songs.
Well, I sure do miss that good old electric washing machine. The one that we ain't got around here no more. And I sure do miss that big round tub and them stomping, swinging sounds. And I miss them groovy puddles on the floor. Sits there in all of its glory on Monday morning, way over in the corner of the basement, going. But the old one went. Well, I cry when I see that brand new automatic washing machine, 'cause I'm sentimental for the old machine still yet, 'cause the old one really looks like a real live washing machine, but the new one just looks more like a television set. New one just sits there going. But the old one went.
John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade with the good old electric washing machine. And Sam Bush did Radio John. Rick and Georgette, those two songs were for you, and I hope Larry and Van also enjoyed them. Possible Jack, I haven't forgotten about your request this morning for some Joe Negri. I'll work on that as we move on. And we have a lot of songs from our Father's Day library, too, that we'll sprinkle throughout this morning's program. Good morning to Mike and Mars. Nice to have you up and about today. Also, hello to John and Carrick. Thanks for playing along. We're in the midst of trying to solve our crossword puzzle of the air. The clue is demanding. 9 letters in the word altogether. We only have one correct answer from Kathy. We've told you that the 5th letter is N, as in nighttingale, or nuthatch, and the 8th letter is also N, as in nightingale, or nuthatch. The 6th letter is G, as in goose. G, as in goose. So we have blank, 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 N, G, blank, N, blank. Have you figured it out? If you have, I hope you'll call 412-200-5975. You can make it a quick one if you're in the car and can make a safe call. We'll answer right away and have you join us on the radio, if you care to. Hello to Laura. Thank you for playing along on Facebook. Maggie has done so as well. Tommy just got the correct answer. And Tom and McCandless also got it. And so did Kathy and Ty Nesta, as mentioned before.
Rolled up, work gloves on, dust mask on my face. Time to sort and pack and load and ship my papa's place. Chunks of chain, hunks of board, a couple dozen scriptures of the Lord. Things we can't, things we must, under 40 years of dust. Chest waders with the feet cut off, hanging on the wall of my dad's garage. I don't know what he kept them for, but I'm pretty sure he never wore those. Chest waders with the feet cut off, unless maybe he lost his mind. But when somebody goes through things of mine, no telling just what they'll find. That throne-shaped toilet paper holder really reeks of class. A Victorian era serving tray with dead moths under glass. What to keep, what to throw, who the heck is ever gonna know? What we pitch, what we save, take that secret to my grave. With these pliers, I'll keep them for sure. And this pistol, mama's daddy carried in the war. But what to do with all this stuff? Every house already has enough. Give a bunch of things away. Pity our own kids someday. There's chest waders with the feet cut off, hanging on the wall of my dad's garage. I don't know what he kept them for, but I'm pretty sure he never wore those. Chest waders with the feet cut off, unless maybe he lost his mind. But when somebody goes through things of mine, no telling just what they'll find. 'Cause I've got pay stubs clear back to the 60s, blue jeans that no longer fit me, bags of rusty used guitar strings, projects left undone. I'm a jack of all trades, junk that hasn't budged in decades. In my mind, the choir sings, you are your father's son.
See, Daniel Bowling, here at the Saturday Light Brigade, a tune called Dad's Garage, and a few more correct answers coming in to our crossword puzzle there. Linda just got it. We'll leave it open to you for a few more moments. We'll let you know the first letter is S, as in sparrow. Does that help? The clue demanding, S as in sparrow, the fifth letter, N as in nightingale or nuthatch, the sixth letter is G as in goose, and the eighth letter is another N as in nightingale or nuthatch. Good morning to Tim in Jupiter. Tim, thanks for your email. I'll try to get back to you this morning, but we'll make sure we can accomplish what you requested and appreciate your checking in. You're listening to The Guitar of Joe Negri. Requested for Dust Bowl Jack, who is in Ohio this morning. Great request. Thank you. The word, did you come up with it? Jay in Washington just got it. Nine-letter word for demanding, and we gave you some of the letters. Stringent. Stringent. S-T-R-I-N-G-E-N-T. Stringent. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with it. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up in about 10 minutes, our High Clue is going to give you that opportunity. We were talking about tongue twisters about 25 minutes ago. It made me think of this song.
You know something, Dickie?
What?
I had to grow up to be like my old man. How about that?
I think that's a very fine ambition for a young man, to grow up to be like his father.
Right.
Depending on what his father does, though.
My father did a lot of things. My father did many things. Went around doing a lot of things.
My old man's a sailor. What do you think about that? He wears a sailor's collar. He wears a sailor's hat. He wears a sailor's raincoat. He wears a sailor's shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, gonna be a sailor, the same as my old man. My old man's an anthropologist. What do you think about that? He wears an anthropologist collar. He wears an anthropologist hat. He wears an anthropologist raincoat. He wears anthropologist shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be an anthropologist, the same as my old man.
My old man's a refrigerator repairman. What do you think about that? He wears a refrigerator repairman's collar. He wears a refrigerator repairman's hat. He wears a refrigerator repairman's raincoat. He wears a refrigerator shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads a Playboy.
If I can,
I'm going to be a refrigerator repairman.
Same as my old man.
What do you think about that? Boy, you gotta be pretty sharp with it.
I tell you, Tommy, you're
things like that.
You're very glib.
You certainly do.
Well, here, I'll tell you what my old man does. My old man's a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker. What do you think about that?
You better not make a mistake.
Let's hope not. He wears a cotton-pickin', finger-lickin' chicken pucker's collar. He wears a cotton-pickin', finger-lickin' chicken pucker's hat. He wears a cotton-pickin', finger-lickin' chicken pucker's raincoat. He wears a cotton-pickin', finger-lickin' chicken pucker's shoes. And
you're lucky.
Every Saturday evening, he reads the cotton-pickin' news. And someday,
picking, finger licking, chicken plucker.
The same as my old man.
The Smothers Brothers, who are still performing from time to time these days, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I want to tell you a story from way back. Shrunk on down and dig me, Jack. In 1865, a Hellcat started some jive. He said, come on, Gate, and jump with me. At the Juneteenth Jamboree, the rhythm was swinging at the picnic grounds. Fried chicken floating all around. Everybody there was full of glee. At the Juneteenth Jamboree, trumpets flaring in the air. Mellow barbecue everywhere. Clarinets moaning in the hall. All the Gates was having a ball. They didn't know how to cut no rug, but all the cats had a gallon jug. Everybody happy as they could be at the Juneteenth Jamboree.
Jordan at the Saturday Light Brigade. And the Juneteenth Jamboree. Juneteenth festivities are underway throughout the country and also including Greater Pittsburgh. From Center of Life in Hazelwood to the Cultural District and all around. Lots of celebrations of Juneteenth, a national holiday on Monday. For the second time, I believe, or is it the third time? 21, 20, I think it's the third time, actually. In any event, a great song from Louis Jordan, reminding us of the celebration of Juneteenth.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
We would love for you to refer some teens to us, or maybe you're a teen yourself tuned in right now. We have a free radio documentary workshop. Sometimes when you make things free, people don't realize just how much value there is. This is the kind of program that some organizations would be charging $500 or $600 to attend. And we, through the generosity of the Heinz Endowments, can not only offer this program free for teens, but participants can earn up to $500 in stipends when they complete it. Kids have a chance to create a broadcast-quality audio documentary with professional guidance from SLB, including me and my colleagues here. They'll learn the ins and outs of interviewing, story development, audio recording, digital editing, and more. It takes place the weeks of July 10th and July 17th. No prior experience is needed. Transportation assistance is available. Details are at tinyurl.com/SLB Summer Docs. tinyurl.com/SLB Summer Docs. Ricky, have you audited this morning's high clue? It's ready. Now we're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's high clue. Here it is. TV character, a magazine publisher, played by Bill Bixby. TV character, a magazine publisher, played by Bill Bixby. And we're looking for the character's full name. TV character, a magazine publisher, played by Bill Bixby. 412-200-5975. Seems so short, but when you have words like magazine and publisher in it, that really takes up most of the syllables in the second line. Why not make today the day that you call if you know this correct answer? You'll get right through, and you'll get either Ricky or me answering the telephone. Usually Ricky gets to it before I do. And we'll get your answer and have you join us on the air if you care to. One more time. TV character, a magazine publisher, played by Bill Bixby. Good luck. Mary Flower now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Now Mama told Papa be quiet as a mouse. Papa climbed up on top of the house. He made a lot of whoopee, he made a lot of noise. Stood up and cheered with the best of the boys. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down. Sister's in the parlor. parlor, trying on again. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down. Well now, hush, little baby, don't you cry. The blues is gonna leave you by and by. Papa came in and he sure was cold. Put the baby in the cradle and the blues outdoors. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor trying on again. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down. Top of the house, he made a lot of whoopee, he made a lot of noise. He stood up and cheered with the best of the boys. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, trying on again. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the house top, he won't come down. No, he won't come down.
Sally Rogers and Claudia Schmidt, Grandpa Johnson. And Papa's on the Housetop by Mary Flower. Mike and Mars expressed his answer as poem, and you are correct. Jim and Blackridge also got our haiku answer, as did Jim in Crafton Heights, and Tommy in Virginia. I'll repeat the high clue in a few moments. Tom was thinking about the Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family. You're in the right era. Linda got the correct answer. Dust Bowl Jack has Tim O'Hara, not him. Here again is our high clue. TV character, a magazine publisher, played by Bill Bixby. TV character, a magazine publisher, played by Bill Bixby. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Susie, who is on her way, she's in Alexandria, but was she in the car, Ricky, calling, driving? She's on her way, nonetheless, to Pittsburgh for tonight's Taylor Swift concert. So we hope you have a safe trip. She was thinking about the Incredible Hulk, indeed a Bill Bixby character, but we had another one in mind, which I suspect will make sense. It's Father's Day weekend. TV character, a magazine publisher, played by Bill Bixby. And we'll let Mike take the honors here. Not a magician, Martian's nephew, or Hulk, remembering his name caused me to sulk. I know he's Eddie's father, and yet his name is unclear. Is it Tom Corbett? That's who it is. Tom Corbett, not the governor of Pennsylvania at one time, but the name of the dad on the Courtship of Eddie's Father TV program featuring Bill Bixby in the title role. Congratulations if you came up with Tom Corbett. The Courtship of Eddie's Father was based on an earlier movie, which I think had Glenn Ford in it, if memory serves. And the movie was a little bit different. in terms of the way the characters were treated, and it was based on a book of the same name. The show only lasted 3 seasons on ABC. And it's hard to find these days because it only did last for that many seasons. Not quite enough to be successful in syndication, but episodes show up every now and then, and they almost always begin this way.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me too.
Carrie in Oil City knew the courtship of Eddie's father as the show, but was also trying to remember the name of the father, Tom Corbett, and the photographer that was his friend, Norman. And do you know the internet abbreviation TIL that gets used a lot? TIL, that means Today I Learned. Well, Today I Learned and Verified. I've often looked for that song. As you could hear, what we played sounded like it was recorded by an 11-year-old with a Radio Shack cassette tape recorder and a microphone in front of a black and white television speaker. It probably was, but I'm not the one who did it. Harry Nilsson did the music there and wrote that song. And it was never recorded and made available by Harry Nilsson. However, this unreleased song was made available posthumously. And the song is based on this song. And you'll be able to do the math when you hear it.
People, let me tell you about the
There it is. Da 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 da. Whoops. There's Harry Nilsson. And the song that was repurposed for the courtship of Eddie's father theme. Those early shows are great. There's a lot of interstitials going from scene to scene that feature Harry Nilsson. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you came up with Tom Corbett, that's who we were looking for. We now have exactly enough time to play this song that is often requested. It's by a band called Modern Man.
I love playing places where there's no TV on. You know? Sort of miss the old days sometimes. You know, you got your hockey game going here, you got your pro wrestling over here, you know.
But now with a quieter number, our own George Wurzbach. I write a lot of songs about my father, which really annoys him. I mean, it gives him an opportunity to see how he looks through my eyes, and that's what annoys him. Anyway, this is an absolutely true story, God's honest truth, and if I'm lying, may the earth crack open a fiery, hellish hole and suck me in. Oh, aren't you brave? Back in Brooklyn, when I was 10, as if to prove that we were men, my friends and I would trash each other's family. We were morons, I know that now. I let them call my mom a cow, but somehow that measured my virility. And then one day they threw a curve, they struck a raw nerve, and found the shameful secret I had kept. But I took it like a man, I stood my stand. And then I wept, 'cause when your father looks like Mo, you know, the guy from the Three Stooges, life can be so cruel. In school I was a sitting duck, behind my back I heard nyah, nyah. And if that wasn't bad enough, sometimes they'd bop my nose. To look at me, you might conceive, more likely, my father looked like Curly, but no, he looked like Mo. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. I asked my father straight out one day why he chose to look that way, his shiny jet black hair cut like an Eskimo. And though I'd hoped his reply would be some father-son philosophy, all he said to me was, "Who the heck is Mo?" And I said, "Dad, it's me." They tease, "I'm begging you, please, could you wear your hair more normally?" And there we stood, both eye to eye, guy to guy. And he said, "Certainly, 'cause when your father looks like Mo, you know, guy from the Three Stooges, life can be so cruel." But he marched off to the barber chair, he kept his word, he cut his hair. And you would think that then and there I'd have been content, but damn if that was not the year they signed up a replacement in the lineup. And yeah, you guessed, my father looked like Shemp. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la.
Modern Man is the group.
Thank you.
very much.
And if you like humorous
really
songs, there's a lot they've
Everyone.
Recorded.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. A charge, by the way, to Carrie for also knowing Tom Corbett and for mentioning that Brandon Cruz, who played Eddie in the TV show, has been trying to get a star on the Walk of Fame for Bill Bixby. She also mentioned that her brother Jimmy really enjoyed watching the courtship of Eddie's father. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio. The Sound Hound is coming by in a moment.
When we're riding in the car in the middle of the night, and he turns to the left when he should have turned right, he will never ask directions about the route that he took. He's just staring at a road map. Dad's got that look. Dad's got that look. You can see it everywhere. He said he just doesn't know, or that he just doesn't care. Is it he hasn't got the time, or that he hasn't got a clue? My dad's got that look. I bet yours does too. When he's reading his paper after supper in his chair, I ask for help with my homework, and all he does is sit and stare. And he can't answer any questions that I show him in the book. He says, go ask your mother. Dad's got that look. Dad's got that look. You can see it everywhere. Is it he just doesn't know, or that he just doesn't care? He said he hasn't got the time, or that he hasn't got a clue. But dad's got that look. I bet yours does too. The other night he had a meeting, and there's a big game on. He said, I'll use the VCR to record it while I'm gone. He sat reading all the manuals from the beginning to the end, just scratching his head. I know it's happening again. Dad's got that look. You can see it everywhere. Is it he just doesn't know, or that he just doesn't care? He hasn't got the time, or that he hasn't got a clue. My dad's got that look. I bet yours does too. Tucks me in at night, and we're both lying in the bed. I ask him, where do babies come from, and what's it feel like when you're dead? And why are there wars, and is there life in outer space? And though it's dark in the room, you know what's happening to his face. Dad's got that look. You can see it everywhere. Is it he just doesn't know, or that he just doesn't care? He hasn't got the time, or that he hasn't got a clue. My dad's got that look.